Chapter 1, Devotional 9. But if it dies, God's law of seed time and harvest. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." John 12, verses 23 and 24. Jesus saw everything from a kingdom perspective. He saw life on earth in terms of kingdom laws and principles. His perspective in this verse is based on the law of seed time and harvest. In the world, life is treasured and is something we fight for and hold on to tightly. In contrast, when we are kingdom-minded, we willingly surrender our worldly thoughts and life of rebellion to God. In the process, selfishness and sin die so that the seed of righteousness may live and produce eternal life. Every farmer understands the life potential that resides in the kernel of seed. They understand that seeds left in a bag on the shelf will never produce fruit. They must be planted, watered, nurtured, and protected. In time, the seed will grow and produce a harvest. As Christians, we must ask ourselves several questions. 1. Do I understand the law of seed time and harvest? 2. Am I willing to die to self to become kingdom seed? 3. What do I need to do so that I can sprout and grow into a tree that produces rich, abundant fruit? 4. Have I planted my seed in good soil that is enriched daily with the Word of God? 5. Have I taken the precautions to protect my tree from pests, from Satan, and from disease? 6. Do I fertilize my garden regularly with God's Miracle-Grow, the Word of God and Holy Spirit? Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to speak to your heart today about your garden and the seeds that you are planting. Surrender your life to Jesus. Renew your mind. Allow the seeds of sin to die so that seeds of righteousness may thrive. Be willing to die to self in order that you may have eternal life and produce rich, abundant fruit. Lord, thank you for your word on sowing and reaping. Fill the garden of my heart with an incorruptible seed of your word. Help me imitate Jesus and die to self. Help me produce rich and abundant fruit in this world, all for your glory. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.